John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Some comforting words right there from Jesus himself. John 14:27. Happy Thursday, this March the 19th, 2015. How you doing, friend? Joey Kroll with you. Let me welcome you. Let me roll out the red carpet and welcome you to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. And tomorrow is the day. I love it. Tomorrow is the very first day of spring for the 2015 season. How about that? Tomorrow starts spring. I don't know about you, but it's been a day that I have looked forward to since the first day of winter. It really has. But you know what? I just love spring. I absolutely love spring. It gives you an extra jump in your step. And it's so cool, too, because there's so much new life all around as we prepare for the grass to turn a little greener and maybe some flowers to start blooming, and you hear the birds chirping and all of this new life all around you. And it's so hard to believe that death was all around. The grass was brown and there were no leaves on the trees and there was no flowers blooming. It kind of reminds you of our spiritual walk, right? The Bible says that we were dead in our trespasses, that we were in the kingdom of darkness, and God has brought us into his marvelous light. And plus, it's warmer weather, too, in the springtime, so it's always a positive. Hey, if you're looking for something to do here this weekend, I encourage you to take a look at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several days and weeks. The Singing Men, I kind of mentioned this last week, they're going to be in concert Sunday night, March 29th at the Bellflower Community Center, 104 West Center Street in Bellflower, Illinois. Again, Sunday night, March 29th, 6:30, free will offering. For more details, again, just visit our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And friend, as we get ready for a brand new season, saying goodbye to winter, getting ready for spring, would you prayerfully consider sending in a special gift of support? We're listener supported. We depend on God's grace, but also your gifts of support financially, but also prayerfully as well. So would you prayerfully consider joining the giving family? You can send in a single gift, a monthly gift, whatever the Lord puts on your hearts. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or you can give online. That's what we do in our household. We just give online, greatnewsradio.org, and click right there on the right-hand side of the page, donate. There's a nice button there. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about how Jesus has the power to calm all of our fears. You wrestle with worry? Do you wrestle with anxiety? Oh, this is going to be a great study for you. How Jesus has the power to calm all of our fears. That comes up here in just a couple of moments right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Oh, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all will you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. All I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, Lord, I can only imagine.
You know, we can expect bad days. We can expect bad weeks and even bad months. Have you ever been there? You know, they come, honestly, friend, they come because we live on a fallen earth with fallen people and as a fallen child of the King. But you know what? We're never to define peace by our circumstances alone. Did you know that? That's because we have a far better source for peace and for courage. In fact, it's the only true source. Jesus told us in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Praise the Lord. So today we're going to talk about how Jesus has power over all of my fears. He really does. Hey, if you have your Bible today, I just encourage you to turn to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, we're going to look at verses 35 to 41. And again, we're going to talk about how Jesus has power over all my fears. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There was also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was still in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, verse 39, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet! Be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. You know, on Sunday, you know, I also serve as the teaching pastor at my church. Sundays are a pretty busy day. I'm not going to lie. I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love getting up, serving the Lord, teaching His Word, preaching His Word, serving the body of Christ. You know, I get up before 6 o'clock, 5:30-ish on Sundays, get ready. I pick up donuts for our fellowship time. I stop by the store, get those donuts, come in. I'm the very first one in the church. I unlock it. I get ready. I go to the first worship service, and then we have fellowship time. I make sure that the Sunday school teachers are equipped. I make sure the children's church teachers are equipped, and then I teach Bible study, and then I stick around for the second service as well. And all that to say is Sundays, when I get home from church, I am exhausted. I really am. I am exhausted. So when I get home, I head straight towards the couch. I head straight towards my favorite chair. And before it, I'm going, I'm asleep. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus wasn't reclining in an easy chair in Mark chapter 4. I mean, it was night. It was dark. It was windy. The boat was rocking in the middle of this horrible storm that threatened to sink the boat. So how do you fall asleep during something like that? Now, granted, Jesus was surely exhausted. I mean, remember, he's 100% God, but also 100% human. And after a long day of preaching and teaching, I'm sure he was exhausted, but he did more than just took a nap like we do on a Sunday afternoon. In fact, he went to sleep on that boat. He went to sleep, not for a nap, and he did it on purpose. How do I know this? Verse 38 says he was sleeping on a cushion. See, Jesus grabbed a pillow, moved to the back of the boat, and see, when you're stretched out and asleep on a pillow, you mean to be like that for the next 7 or 8 hours, right? But how could Jesus sleep through such a storm when his disciples feared for their lives? Perhaps he wanted to see if they would trust what he said more than the circumstances around them. Did you hear that today? Maybe he wanted to see if they would trust what he said more than the circumstance around them. Jesus had already told them what they were going to do. He said, "Let us go to the other side." Verse 35. Let us go to the other side. So in other words, he planned to reach the far shore safe and sound, and no storm could alter his plan. Praise the Lord. Jesus' disciples did what you and I, what we often do is when we listen to a sermon or participate in a Bible study, they heard the message without applying the meaning. They heard the words but missed the promise. See, when you find yourself in a problem, when you find yourself in one of those situations, in a problem like that, don't forget about the promise, friend. Remember what Jesus said. He's right there with you. So trust him to calm the waves. You know, the location of the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan Rift causes storms just to flare up violently with little or no notice whatsoever. And in the deepest dark of the night, out in the middle of the sea, the storm surely must have caught the disciples off guard. I mean, they not only tested their boating expertise, but also their emotions as well. Sometimes it doesn't seem like God is in tune with our situations. I mean, because we find ourselves in stormy conditions, health, finances, job troubles. We might even say, "Jesus, please wake up here. We're in a mess. I'm afraid something's going on here. Where are you? What are you doing?" See, though, friend, it is precisely in those times. Listen here. It is precisely in those times when we feel so weak and helpless that Jesus' power is most visibly strong. See, God does some of his best work in those moments we don't think he's working at all. You know, sometimes God will let you hit rock bottom so you will discover that he is the rock at the bottom. Sometimes God allows you to get into a situation that only he can fix so you can see him fix it, not you. Whatever the case, you can trust his work is motivated by his heart of love for you. So Jesus got up from his slumber, spoke to the sea, "Quiet, be still." Two brief commands, just what, three words, and the storm obeyed. The word quiet literally means hold your peace. Jesus told the storm to be quiet, to stop its noise, to hush its fuss. Thunder and lightning may be chasing every one of us all around. The wind may be blowing unexpected and unpleasant circumstances into your life. Nothing looks right. Nothing looks promising. But it's precisely in those times that Jesus' power trumps the storm. Don't you forget that, friend. The story's been told of a flight that hit some unusual turbulence. Have you ever been on a plane and there's some turbulence? It gets your heart pumping a little bit, don't it? It really does. So the story's been told of a flight that hit some turbulence. I mean, it was in the middle of a storm. Lightning hit nearby. Nobody felt safe on this plane. Nobody except for one small little boy. He sat preoccupied with his notebook and pen. To look at him, you would never have guessed that he was on a plane in the middle of a storm. A passenger nearby and asked the young boy, "Aren't you afraid?" And he looked up from his paper for a moment, smiled and said, "Nah, not really, because my dad's the pilot." See, friend, when you know who's in the cockpits, even turbulence can be okay, because when life seems out of control, it's simply out of your control. Did you hear that? See, because when life seems out of control, it's simply out of your control, not out of God's. Knowing who sits at the control panel ought to usher in a heart of peace. Peace means different things to many people, but peace, the peace that Jesus offers, is like no other. His peace produces internal calm in the midst of external chaos. We experience the peace of Christ when we trade in our fears of the storm for a healthy fear and reverence of Him. When we shift our gaze from the sea to the Savior. Paul told us to respond to God's peace the same way the storm responded to Jesus that night on the Sea of Galilee. Colossians 3:15. God used Paul to say, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." See, your world may be falling apart, but you don't have to fall apart with it. Responding to Jesus' presence and power in your life allows you to let go of your fear and replace it with peace. Not just any peace, but His peace. That doesn't mean you won't have problems. Don't get me wrong. That does not mean you won't have problems. But it does mean that your problems won't have you. You can rest comfortably on your cushion because He's got it under control.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
Child of wonder, child of God.
school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach.
Such a beautiful song. Mark Schultz and Ginny Owens and Remember Me. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for your time and your attention today. I love to hear from you. You can catch up with me. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. If you have a song request, maybe just a prayer request, or you just want to say hi, I'd love to hear from you. Again, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32, both a.m., p.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.